Hello,
Hello.
oh, we hear each other. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Oh, sure, you're back. Oh, pep and
Back.
energy.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Here, where are you? Where are you? Your home?
Now I'm in a car.
In a car, you look like a funny background, yes. Okay, we have 5 weeks. 5 weeks. I just made tickets to go to Eretz Yisrael for July 4th. Have a bar mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. And then already, then it'll be the end of this month after that already. So 5 weeks, and then we are on vacation. Okay.
What is that in the Hebrew date?
It's around the bar mitzvah Hishavasa Batamas, the boy was born. So it's around Yud Gimel Yud Dawid Batavid. Thomas, Charles Thomas. So around Yud Dawid Thomas.
Yeah, I guess we can't squeeze anything after that.
Yeah, so I go in for a week. I really, but, I'm going in since I'm leaving on a Tuesday and coming back on a Thursday. And yes. And then okay, so that's 1 week, and then already the yeshiva ends already. Then they see it. Okay, so I think that's sometimes the end. You just the Bowie Musa, they say that when you get near the end, you get like a running a race. You get a wake up, okay, a little extra zeros. But I don't know. Maybe it's just still 5 weeks is a while, but that's still a little bit. So 5 weeks, and then we're vacation. I was in the blood share. Yeshiva was kind of, it's almost vacation. It's going to just push. So, all right, when Shavuos comes, it's ready. My son-in-law told me that the word is that on Sukkot, you have a day off to put away your Sukkot. On Rosh Pesach, you have a day off to put away your Pesach dishes. And on Sukkot, they give you a day off to put away the Torah. Let's see. And I think I heard from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that on Shavuos people go to sleep after davening, and they sleep till Edel. So okay, all right. Let us learn here a little bit. We gotta make believe Shmuel. We gotta make believe we're learning, so your wife will think that we actually learn when you're when we're when you're she and you go off. All right, we have to put on a good show. Okay. All right. Anyway. So that we're going weiter in the Gemara. We're going weiter in the Gemara. Toshma. Vayita Adam Ilan Samech Lesadeh. Enek en herchek mimenu Dawud Amis. Okay, this is a Mishnah. Mishnah, where is this Mishnah? He says it's on Chaf Vav that you can't make an Ilan Samech L'Sadeh Chavero unless you're Marchik Dawud Amis. The Tani Allah, there's a Braisa on the Mishnah, why Dawud Amis? Right? This was, we were discussing once on Yilchez Zayin with Be'ez that. We only find the shear of Gimel Tfachim in both things. We don't find other shearim. And here we have a shear of Dawud Amis. But it's also Dawud Amis, even though it's a different shear, but it's a shear that you find Dawud Amis. It's interesting that the shearim that they give are most of them are standard shearim. Dawud Amis is the share of carrying. Okay. Tony Allah, Dawud Amis Shamru, Kidei Avodah Se Karim. In other words, Rashi says, before his time, Kidei Avodah Se Karim, Shayu Khorshima Karim and Machrisha, Kemishasa Botzer, Boishimosa Bagolas. Now, to me, this is definitely only Midrabanan. Because the guy, you know, there's, it's not mukhlof that he's going to do that. I mean, it says clearly if he puts up a wall, it says it's mutter. So, well, how are you going to plow? So somehow you'll figure it out, right? It says that there's a gather, it's mutter. So the guy could theoretically say, you know, I'm going to be careful. I'm not going to plow in your field. It's hard to hear. This is a din deraisa. That to me, deraisa, you're not allowed because you're going to come to plow in his field. No, I know that this just sounds very hard to hear such a thing. The guy should be allowed to say, I'll be careful, I won't plow.
It's a funny svara. We didn't see the svara before that he's going to end up in the other guy's field. Right. Not that he's mazikim, but he's plowing in his field. You just say he's going to end up mazikim his side. He's going to end up plowing in his side. The first time we saw, I don't know.
Right. He's going to end up, and by plowing on the other side, that's how he's going to be mazikim. He's going to be, that's mazik deraisa. If he'd actually go into the other guy's field, there's no, that's mamish mazik. Even the nesivis and the ksais that said whatever, that this is not real mazik, they say it as far as because you're doing it in your own field. So in your own field, so there's no din mazik. That's what their svar is. You know, we thought it was a machlokes achronim, whether it's mazik deraisa or mazik rabbanan when it's gira delay. But if you're actually going to the other guy's field, it's for sure mazik deraisa. But here it's a gzeira that you're going to come. So achayra, this is a din derabbanan. Achayra. Okay. Tony alei daud amish amri devot akarim. So now the Gemara makes a diyak. Time of Mishum. Could they have all this? I carry it. The reason why it's Osir is this Drabbanan Dika reason of all this. I carry it. Ola Mishum. Could they have all this? I carry it. Samech. Avarav Dika Shrushim. They call Maski. You have Shrushim that are Mazik. So why does the Brisa say that it's Osir because of all this? I carry it. It should have said it's Osir, Alsa Shrashim. Right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers, now the Kasha and Rava. Rava says that you're not out to be Saimech because you of the future Hezek. So here, when you plant a tree, it's going to do future Hezek. It's going to do future Hezek to the to your neighbor's field. We're talking about a case where the person doesn't have a boar yet, because if he had a boar, then it would be, I mean, that's a Mishnah, that it is Osir, right? You had to be 25 Amo, that was from the Kaiso Chavero, but a boar would be the same thing. But we're talking about here, the fact that Gemara is making it totally in the Machlekes Abai and Rava. So the chayyur has to be the cases that the other person in his other field doesn't have anything yet. There's some amount of all cases, and the kasha is that if according to Rava, you should be usher because the roots of your tree are going to be mazik, my future virus that I don't have yet. No.
That's without Rabbi Yossi. Only Lachachamim, right? According to Rabbi.
I see Rashi. Time of Mishav Oz, Karen Shu Mazik, go be a diet. It's Mamish Mazik, be a diet. This is a little funny, Rashi, because it's Xera Atu Mazik, but not really. It's not Mazik, be a diet. It's not Mazik, it's Xera that we're afraid you'll be Mazik, be a diet. Okay. Holav Ochri Samach, Abba Gav. In other words, right, as the boar is not dug yet, it's going to mess up the future digging of the boar. But Rashi throws in something else that is la'achlev amachrisha, that is going to mess up the plowing.
And that's l'chayra, not a future thing, that's a present thing.
Right. And the chayra, that's Shver Rashi. First of all, where does Rashi get that from? You know, there is, we never saw that We have that the roots ruin a bar, because we had before that the roots ruin a kaiso. So, okay, so who are then? I mean, it's a Mishnah that, you know, that that's the case of, ruins a bor. That's a bor. That's a Mishnah. So that we know, but we never saw anywhere. I mean, maybe we did, that the roots, you know, ruin the plowing. Okay, I mean, it does say that. It does say that if the roots are, but you know, it says it in the Mishnah there that if the roots are overgrown, the other guy can cut them off. But it doesn't say that, you know, that that's a reason mimarche, because
doesn't it say below three tfachim or something like?
Yeah, it says that if they're less than three tfachim,
if they're less than three tfachim,
cut them down. So if I cared, I would have said that maybe that minastam roots go more than three tfachim down, and this is not a problem because worse comes to worse, if they'll be on top of three tfachim, so my neighbor will chop them off.
Right.
Not a Rashi's mechadesh. That is the problem. So the problem is what Sandy said, which I had that problem and shared today too, is that that's l'chayra shouldn't be totally in the machlekes Abaye and Rava, because if the whole machlekes Abaye and Rava is if there's no boar yet, there's no boar yet, you're going ahead and you're being mazik my future boar, okay, but for example by the Eitzer, even Abaye agreed that he had a boy Ifshita, that once you even build, you know, make it nicker that you're going to make an Eitzer, even though you don't have Tfuah there yet, it could be it's Usher, because it's already nicker that I'm going to make an Eitzer here. So here, I didn't plant anything yet. But it's obviously, this is no worse than an Eitzer, right? By Eitzer, Abaye's case of Eitzer, once you're Megada Das and you started making Achanas for the Eitzer, Abaye held that that might be Usher. So here, you were already, you definitely made it nicker. I mean, it's nicker. You're going to plan on growing things in your field. Unless ain't a chinami, the Gemara would have asked on Abaye too, on the, according to that boy.
Isn't there still? You have to wait till the roots grow.
Right, but this is where the Gemara is asking in the Rabbanan. There's according to the Machlekes Rabbanan Rav Yaisi. Gotta get the whole Pekiyas. By the boar. Am I allowed to plant a tree 25 amma from your boar? So the Gemara is only asking here according to Rabbanan that says that you have to be marchik, but here it's mashma that you don't have to be marchik because the boar is not here yet. Now this is like a group has said this svara. That afir rabban dar machik and sinim in a bor, osam who did the kondata ego with a bor. Avahaka bin the kachapra like on a bor. That was Abaye's svara. So Abaye is very good because there's no bor. But the kasha is, that's good, the gabi the bor. But the gabi, the chafira, the ma'akev and machrisha, the lechari, you can't say that. So unless you say, also, there's no necessary. I didn't plant yet, right? Meanwhile, I didn't plant, and it'll be totally on a bias suffix of later by the Eitzer. In other words, if we know that you're planning up, you already began it, thus you're making an Eitzer, but you didn't bring the tefuah yet, so a bias had a suffix if that's mutter. So it'll be the same thing here. We know you already are Megana Das that you're planning on planting on your field. That's what fields are made for planting.
But how do you know that you're going to plant on every inch? I don't know. How do you know how fields work? Maybe there's space to walk around. I don't know. A guy plants without an inch of room from end zone to end zone.
The root, we don't know where the root's going. So we're nervous. That is going to be the Akev HaMachrisha.
Listen, it's not better than a suyula bayrish. Okay, you're it assuming
a because why, you're not bayrish. You don't have you. We don't know for sure. You're making a bar, but here,
you know that for sure in the place where the roots are going to go is where you decided to plant. The guy doesn't plant cover to cover, probably.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I would assume the roots go. I don't know. I know. So what do you want to say? So you want to say?
So I'm saying it's a perfect parallel to maybe a suyula virus. It's a suyula to plant. You know, it's likely, but you know, you don't know exactly where exactly. And Lamaisa, I came first, so you know, tough luck. You know, it's gonna mess up. You know, wherever those roots are gonna go. So it's like when I make a bar, it's gonna mess up those dalaramas or the, whatever amount of space.
Okay, I hear. Lamaisa, okay, I hear you. Maybe you're giving that better than you because it's not guaranteed that the roots are going to be, are going to be the machrisha. It's only, it's a possibility. And we said that sometimes the roots go underground and they don't ma'akev machrisha. So it's only a suffix. It's only a suffix that it might be ma'akev ha-machrisha. So then it maybe it should be, so it didn't happen yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe. The ma'isa, I don't have, I didn't bring which I forgot to bring. And we saw that, I saw this where the Ramban asks this kasha on Rashi. All right, if you have, anyone has an oitzer. The Ramban, I believe the Ramban asked this kasha on Rashi. Then why does Rashi say la'achev ha-machrisha? If that would be a problem, then even Abaya would be maida. I believe anyone have a Ramban an Eitzer offhand? Any Svarim here? I think the Ramban asked the kasha. I left my Ramban at the Beis Medrash. No, nobody has. Shmuel, you don't have in your car. No, all right.
By me, that's not just the opposite. I left mine in the car.
Okay. All right, so let's go, Vajra. I'll be glad we'll be Meicho. Okay, I think the Ramban has the kasha. But it could be that that's a Machlekes. Maybe Rashi holds, that it's not a... It's not considered a vadai, so it's not this comparable. Okay, so that was the Gemara's kasha.
Yeah, but either way, why did Rashi have to even bring it up?
Yes, I agree.
It would have been easier, you know, to avoid that. We have already the issue that we need.
Yes, I agree. The strange Rashi. Why does Rashi feel making life complicated? And then there's a problem. Then you have to give it teretz.
Well, yeah. What do you mean? He has to speak the truth, Lamaisa.
No, the truth is, this is a problem with Bayris.
But if it's a problem on Abaya, that's a Shvera Gemara. He has to talk about the Macharisha. No?
Rashi is Mechadesh that we're concerned. You know, it doesn't say in the Gemara that we're concerned about the Macharisha. That you could say in the Gemara that, like we were saying, that usually the roots go underground. And they usually don't come over to Maida Migimo. And there's no gotcha from the roots over that are above the ground. There's no issue. The only issue here is that it's going to affect the board. It doesn't say anywhere, as far as I know, it doesn't say anywhere that we're concerned with roots affecting the Machrisha. It says that if the roots happen to be the Maida Migimo, then your neighbor is allowed to cut them down. That it does say in the Farish and the Mishnah, but it doesn't say that we're nervous that that's a milsa de shriach and that we're nervous for it. So Rashi saying that according to a Rava, that would be usher because we're nervous about the roots. I do agree with him. He's like sticking his neck out. Like the Ramban says that we're not nervous for that. That's not a problem because it will be a problem of Baya too. So Rashi went out of his way like to be mechadesh if there's a problem with the roots. And now you're going to have to give some answer why Abaya is not concerned with that. Like it is a strange Rashi. Why is he getting involved for no reason, making life complicated? But okay, let's go further. In other words, that you don't have to be worried about the roots because you know that the roots can't travel because underground, Rashi says, Sewa Chazik, Shelo Yisbashu, Shrasha Visham. In other words, the roots can never grow there because there's some kind of rock underground. That the Avodah Sekarem, that the problem, because that's over the ground. Over the ground, you'll go with your tractor, whatever, over the ground. But the roots, Enochinami, the roots would normally be a problem, according to Rava. But here we're talking the Mishnah is talking about a case that there is no problem with the roots. And it's still saying, even though there's no problem with the roots, it's still usher kedei arba amis. Okay, now let's see Taisus before we go to the Gemara. We have all these different gerses. Taina lei tawad amis shamru kedei avodas hakarem. Havilei the minka kedei avodas halilad. The solution is not dafka, because it doesn't. We're not talking about a karen. We're talking about an ilad. Right, then they hit them Elon. And not kind of all the care of vision is going to launch in them a sexless colour. Gabi Karim, Sir Harkoka Dawid Amis. Okay, so that's just the way the manner of speech. Antonio Lay. Yeah, Rashi doesn't actually say anything about this. Right, Rashi doesn't relate to why to the Avodas Hakarem.
Well, but Rashi seems to be actually saying that it is talking about a vineyard. He is, because when he explains it, where is it? Actually, in the next right, and later on when it says, Hayah Gadol Ben Sayim, which is in that Mishnah, going on that case, he is... You know, Shain Mazika od la Avodas Hakerem. Let's talk about Enkan Kilayim and Gufani Mikan, Mutal Lizvarakan. It sounds like he is saying that although it says Elon, it's referring to Gufanim.
Okay, maybe. There's Rashi says, Shayachorshim Hakerem the Machrisha. Okay, but that's not right. It says Avodas Hakerem.
The Gemara says Avodas Hakerem.
Yeah, I mean, I know. The question is, Taibis has a problem that if we're talking about Elon, we mentioned Avodas Hakerem. So Taibis says that's just a bar lush. I'm just saying, this is certain types of kashas, and these are the type of kashas that you would expect Rashi to stop on. So Sandy's suggesting that Rashi learned that the Elon is talking about an Elon of a Karen. There's Rashi. There's a question between the Machlokes. He wants to say, Sandy, there's a Machlokes, Rashi, and Taisus. What's a bigger Daichik? Rashi would, Taisus said, even though it says Avodas Hakerem, Tzlav Dapka, just a borrowed lotion from Kaloim. And Rashi, he wants to suggest, doesn't like that. And he'd rather say that an Elon, even though an Elon is a tree and a Kerem is not really a tree, but Karen,
I thought Elon needs 25. What did I miss?
Does need 25, yeah.
So I said, why would start with four? Obviously,
next Tysus.
We'll leave that to next also.
Tysus. But the question is just Tysus is bothered by why it says Avodas Hakerem should have said Avodas Elon. So Sandy wants to claim that the Elon here, Rashi is learning that the Elon was a Karim, which I don't know. Would you say that, and Rash, and it's an Afkamina Lalocha, it'll be different? It was a different tree, or you just stop saying it happened to be a tree? Are you going to go as far as to say that it's only by a Karim tree that this is true?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You're not making any Afkamina. You're just claiming that the Rash, let me just see. If the Rabbeinu Gershon talks about it,
what's the proposed machlokes Rashi and Tosfos going on?
The question is just a machlokes in the chukim. There's a problem. It's Ilan is mashma a regular tree, not a kerem. Vodos a kerem is kerem. So the Gemara is not being consistent. So the question is, you have to be doichek one of them to say it's lav dafka. So Tovah says that Ilan is dafka, and Avodas Karen is just a borrowed lashon because we have that lashon in Kolon. And Sandy wants to say that there's a different way you could have gone to say Avodas Karen is dafka, and the Ilan that we're referring to is an Ilan of a Karen.
So I'm saying
that was daichik because Mehechi Taisi that an Ilan is a Karen. Bishma Avodas Karen. He's hiding behind a Gemara and Kolohim. So you're hiding behind a Gemara and Kolohim. So, okay, but why should an Elon be a Karim? But Sandy is saying that it sounded like from Rashi, which we'll have to see later, that Rashi talks about Kolohim. There's no Kolohim unless you have a grapes. Kolohim is basically wheat and grapes together. So Rashi talks here about Kolohim. So it sounds like he is learning that it's a Karim tree. That's what Sandy wants to say, okay.
How is that different than Tosfos?
No, Tosfos is learning that the tree is not a carom tree. The tree is an apple tree. And the when it says avodas a carom, they really meant avodas an apple tree, but it's a, they borrowed the lashon because since we have that lashon of avodas a carom in Kloim, so we use it all over Shas.
And where does Rashi say the tree is not a carom?
No, what? No, Sandy wants to claim that Rashi holds the tree is a kerem.
Rashi Tais also agrees that the kerem is a kerem. The question is the Elon a kerem?
Right.
Or the Gemara picked the case of kerem because it's a borrowed lashon. But where do we see that Rashi is learning that the Elon is the kerem?
So that's what Sandy wants to claim. First of all, because the first Rashi says, the first time, okay, they have all that Karen Sheikhorshim, Hakarim, and Machrish. Just to talk about the Karim, okay, that's not such a raya because according to the Tav, it's a borrowed lashon. And but Rashi later, when Rashi were together, Rashi talks about Kaloim, and Kaloim is only by a Geffen. Rashi talks about a Geffen. So if the Elon is not a Geffen, so then there's no Kaloim. So that's what, you know, Rashi is the one that mixes in Kaloim. We'll have to get, we go weiter in Rashi. But that Rashi gather b'neim, b'nasayim. Chain maziko ol avodas akarim. Binami, genitalim enkan Kaloim. So Rashi has learned that the, that is mamish a grapevine. He says in Kfanim Nekan, because it's only Kaloim, at least real Kaloim, is only wheat with grapes. Maybe, I don't know if there might be, if there's in Midrabanan, I don't know, but these, the Kaloim deraisa. Then Rashi clearly says, Im Gefanim Ikan, in that Rashi Keder Bin Asayim. I'm just looking in the Beinu Gershon, if he says,
sounds a little bit like Tosfos, but he's comparing. He's much more like it's Ilanos, that we're really talking about Ilanos, but it's comparing it.
Oh, so it's clear that he thought about Ilanos because he said Beferish.
Bechein Nami.
Yes, he said Beferish. Hoya Chorshmes like Kramim Bishvarim. The Kach Nami, Hoya Chorshmes, Ilanos Bishvarim. Now, the same way that they used to plow the Kromim, they plowed Sade Ilanis. So he's clearly learning that we're not talking about Kromim, we're talking about Sade Ilanis. That's why he had to make the Kainami. So he goes out of his way to add a step. In other words, Rashi, there is a thing that Rashi, in other words, the Rabbeinu Gershom and Tovis are both bothered. The Rabbeinu Gershom goes out of his way like the Kainami. And then Titus goes out of his way and says it's a borrowed lashon. I do hear what Sandy says, that two rights. One is the fact that Rashi just, this is a type of question, you know, this is right up Rashi's angle. In other words, Tavis usually asks the steerers from other shas. Rashi doesn't usually ask those questions. But Mineu Bey, that the Lashon doesn't make sense, those are the kasha that Rashi asks. And here Rashi is just oblivious to this question. So it sounds like...
Could it be that Rashi and Tosfos argue about the tzushtel that Rabbeinu Gershom makes? In other words, maybe Rashi held that they don't do trees that way. So it can't
be. That's what I asked Sandia. That would he be radical enough to say that there's a nafkamina l'alocha? Or is he just saying it's a nafkamina, you know, that according to Rashi, this halacha would not be true by an Ilan. He didn't want to be so gutsy. So you're a gutsier person.
I suggested it like Rebbe. I didn't say.
Okay, but let's go back to this. It's just an interesting thing to look up, but it's not. Okay, next Tysus. Taima, Yeshua, my vote is a carrot. But love, I do you go. Mazin a mifra with pshitas.
Yeah, you want to talk about it?
What? I'm talking about time of Mishum Avodas Akarim. The Lav Haidiyuka Mazin a mifra with pshitas. You didn't need the Brysa. The Gemara is asking a kasha from the Brysa. Why is it also because of time of Avodas Akarim? The Brysa says the Isser because of Avodas Akarim. There should be an Isser because of the future bore. But I've had you come up in a mifrak with pshitas. The sagu rechok is arba amas, because it says arba amas. The osur lizmok, and if you hold like Rava, they have to worry about the future. Hoyasur and arche kofle amas. So if you have to worry about the future, since the hezek is 25 amas, you'd have to be marchik 25 amas. It's on a common. Shemarchikin is a yidam in a board, which when the board is here already, you have to do 25 amas. And the nicha leila medik tafiru arba amas mutanismo. So enochinami, the Gemara could have asked on Rava without the price of. But this is like even a stronger kasha on Rava, that Rava, you see from the price of, that even for amas, we don't nervous worry about the future.
Wouldn't it have been a kasha and Abaye if it would have said it the other way? Because Abaye holds really should be able to go all the way up to the Meitzar, not Daud Amos.
Right, so Abaye.
No, I'm saying Hakatai says they could have done this, then I would have opened up myself to a kasha and Abaye, and the Gemara was right, not trying to ask Abaye.
No kasha and Abaye, because it's only the reason. Oh, because it has to give the reason. Meaning by giving the reason of I hear what you're saying. Now you're saying, you want to say that if they would have asked the way Tavis asked, and you wouldn't have known this far about Avodas HaKarem, so you would have been bothered, say, even a bias fair, why for Amos Shvir is also. So Laura brings the Brysa, it's like saying,
Pishnah. Why is for Amos Mutter? You mean, why is before for further than for Amos Mutter?
No. He's saying like this. The Gemara is asking a kasha on Rava. And the Gemara wants to prove Abaye is right. He's saying...
The Gemara could have stopped. The Gemara could have stopped after bringing the Brysa, saying the reason why, and now ask his kasha. You don't have to say a taima. The Gemara could say...
You're already answering your shmuels. I hear. But let's just try and get before you say... In other words, superficially... Tavis is asking, maybe Svi is right. Tavis says, but I've hide the yuka. Superficially, Tavis is asking, don't bring in the Brysa altogether. Just ask straight from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you have to marchik 4 amis. According to Rava, you would have to marchik 25 amis. So for that, Shmuel is answering that, yeah, but then you'd have a kasha and a bayu also. Why are you marchik 4 amis? So the Mishnah would stop, make no sense. Not Abaye, not in Rava. The Gemara doesn't want to have a stop. They want to prove someone's right from this Mishnah. They don't want to stop asking kasha on everybody. Because if it's fair on everybody, then it's like not a proof to anything. Because then it's not a fair Mishnah. So they have to bring the Brysa. So she's saying, but they didn't have to ask time and Shema Vodas Hekarim. There's Tavis is saying, Belav hai diyuka. In other words, the Gemara is asking the Kasha based on the diyuk. Time of Mishem Avos HaKerem. Says, even without the diyuk, they could have asked, according to you, Rava, it should be Aser because of 25
hours. 25.
Okay, so that could be. Now, that's Tavis is Kasha. So why the Gemara doesn't need to make a diyuk from the Braisa? Maybe Shmuel's right. They have to quote the Braisa. It's a good point. That they had to quote the Braisa, because if they wouldn't quote the Braisa, there would be a kasha and a bayah. So they have to quote the Braisa. But after they quoted the Braisa, they didn't need to make a diak from the Braisa to ask a kasha and rava. The kasha and rava is even without the Braisa. The Braisa is there to answer a bayah.
But I mean, even if the
the Braisa answer Abaye?
Because Parshat Pshat, this mission is fair on everybody.
Right.
Because according to Rava, you should have to be Marchik 25 Amma. According to Abaye, you shouldn't have to be Marchik anything.
Right.
So the Braisa, which tells us that there's a new issue here of Avodah Sekeren, answers Abaye.
But the truth is, even without.
Still a steerer to the Mishnah.
No, because according to Abaye, the Mishnah is on when there was an Ilan already. But here we're talking about when there was a boar already. But here we're talking when there isn't a boar yet. So there's no according to what Abaye said. Abaye says that there are bun only answered when there's already a boar. So when there's no boar, it's mutter. So we're talking about here when there's no boar yet. If that's the case, so you should be able to go right up to the border. Teretz did it, a new problem of Avodah Sekeren.
I think you could say another teretz to Shmuel also is that it wouldn't be a kasha on Abaye even without the Braisa. Because at the end of the day, four Amis is not what the Mazik is a 25-hour is a 25-ama Mazik, right? So obviously there's something else going on over here. Like, what do you want from me? Good kasha. You should be able to go to so therefore what? Rav is right? The mazik is a 25 amma thing. So, like,
I don't agree with you necessarily because you look in Tavis is Lashon. Tavis says the nichle the mezik tafino tok arba amas mutarismo. So it's mashma from the Lashon to Tavis that there is some kind of havamina granted 25 amas you don't have to be marchik, but at least 4 amas you should have to be marchik, and that also avodas hakarim, right? That's what Tavis is saying. The reason why they quoted this Braisa, because they wanted to say, okay, now not only do you not have to be marchik 25 amma, but you don't even have to be marchik 4 amma. Like, your point is, why in the world would anyone think 4 ammas? What's up is 4 ammas.
No, I didn't say why would you think it. It says 4 ammas, but
but why? The Gemara is saying, the Gemara is making a diak. I mean, I think there's a very good point. I'm just taking what you're saying and switching it around to a question, saying the Tavis is answering his kasha. Why did Gemara make this diak? Time of diak avodas hakaren, olav avodas hakaren lo. Because if they would have asked the kasha just from the fact that the Mishnah says 4 amis, so you would have thought that maybe because of thy shouldn't be mazik your boar, I don't have to be marchik 25 amis because you're not here yet, but 4 amis I do have to be marchik. You know, some kind of compromise between Abaye and Rava. But now we see the Gemara by asking this way is proving that Rava is totally wrong. That we don't even make a compromise. That we don't have to be marchik even 4 amis. So I'm saying that you see from Tosis that there's room for a havamina. That not aus avodas hakaren, but aus the mazik, the future boar, you're marchik 4 amis, and that's why the Gemara.
No, it sounds like from Tysus is just in the cheshbon that the raya against the rava is eisen, the same level eisen. If the Gemara would have ignored this diuk of the dalet amis,
I don't agree with you. Tysus is saying the Gemara has a better kasha. That's why they're asking it this way. They're asking it this way so they can have a better kasha. And the nichalei the meidik that fido tok arba amas mutter means that they're like it's like even turn this groove.
No, but it doesn't sound like it's a stronger, that rubber's in less of a chokehold because of that.
It's stronger, that's why it's in our feet, though. It's even more rubber's wrong. You, according to Rava, would have said we require 25 amma. You would have gotten away with 4 amma. But here, even 4 amma you don't need. So for sure, Rava, you're upgeschlagged double with place. In other words, it seems to say that we could have schlugged up Rava without it, but this makes the strong kasha stronger. It's an afido. So there's a room. There's a room for a havamina that arba amis that okay. Granted, you don't be marchik 24 amis, 25 amis, but at least be marchik 4. So what would be that? And then let's stop this way. But let's start the other way. We'll take your statement into a question. Taiva says it wants to be the man afido arba amis. Why would anyone think that you gotta be marchik arba amis? If you're worried about the future boar, the boar that's going to come in the future, you should have to be marchik 25 amis. And if you're not worried about the future boar, then you should have to be marchik anything. What is afido? That's really just turning what you're saying into a question.
What's the point of that question? If Lamaisa, that's what we see from the Brisa.
No, you don't. Superficially, Tavis is the one that's saying that the Gemara is interested in that chiddush. Without Tavis, we would never said there was ever such a chiddush. Without Tavis, I would say it's either 25 or nothing. And the reason why you have 4 amis is because of the Zavoda Sekarim, which is a separate inyan. But if you hold like Rava, you go 25. If you don't hold like Rava, you have 0. You don't have to go up to the Beitzar. But Tavis is saying that there's some kind of Havamina that not as Avodah Sakarim, you would have to go, you can be Marchik 4. Tavis is the only one that says such a thing. You don't see that anywhere else. So the question
is, Rabbi asking, what would be the Havamina without the Diuk, why you would be Marchik?
Yeah, why would you think that you have to be marchik 4 amis? You admit you don't have to be marchik 25 because that's mukhlo from the that it says beferish. You don't have to be marchik 25, but you would still think that if the boar, the future boar, the boar that's not here yet, you have to be marchik. You have to be marchik
4 amis.
4 amis. Like, why would anyone think such a thing?
And if we can't answer that question, does that mean it's not a kasha on Rava?
No, it just means it's a kasha on Tavis. Tavis is saying the reason why the Gemara spoke this way, because the Gemara wants to turn the screws stronger on Rava. The Gemara wants to ask a stronger kasha. And the way it's a stronger kasha is because even for Amis, so we don't understand why this makes a kasha any stronger. And why does it? Because why would anyone make a split? So what is this? It's a story that no one would ever say. So it doesn't make the kasha any stronger on Rava. It doesn't do anything.
Meaning it's just as strong if you showed it has to be 4, as strong it has to be 0. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. Because as long as according to Rava, you should have to do 25. And once you're not doing 25, there's no reason to do 4. So what you have to say is that there's, even though the roots travel a 25 amit, but that takes time, you know, whatever. And 4 amit, it travels much faster, much sooner. So there's some kind of havamina to say that, you know, just because we're not worried about the hezek in 6 months from now, but maybe we're worried about the hezek in a week from now. In other words, to worry about the hezek of 25 amma, okay, that till the root's going to travel 25 amma, who knows how long it'll take? You know, I'm planting a tree. So that tree grows a root that's going to be 25 amma and it's going to hit your board, Enoch and Avi, eventually it's going to happen. But that might take 5 years. So you see from the Braisa that we're not concerned. The Kasha and Rava. Because Rava is concerned about the future Hesek. But the Kasha for Amos is even stronger because it's not just future Hesek in 5 years from now. For Amos is future Hesek in a week from now.
So at the end of the day, what would be lacking, Lamaisa, after all the dust settles? It's a simple Taisvis, right? So what would Taisvis saying, if the Gemara brought a Raya straight from the case of Eli, just from the fact that it's not 25 Amas, then what? I would think...
I would have thought that maybe, even though granted Rava gets slugged up, let's say, but I would have thought that there's some kind of compromise, Shita, where I'm going to slug up Rava. Let's say this really succeeds in slugging up Rava. So I would have made a compromise sheet between Rava and Abaya, that even though Rava is slugged up, that we don't have to worry about the long-range Hezek. But short-range Hezek, maybe you do have to worry about.
Even though Mineu Bey, the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi, who argue never, there's no such Mandakar Shmei, they talk about when the bar is there, It's either all the way up because
Abaya, really Abaya is right that we're not worried about the future, but the immediate future, maybe you even Abaya would be Maida or it's like somewhere in the middle that you can hear that. Now the Abaya says I don't have to worry about the future. Rava says you have to worry about the future. So there's a difference. You can go in the middle. You can split the difference between Abaya and Rava.
It's a very funny four Amos. Maybe it's 4.6. Okay. Maybe it's 6. Well, no, but I'm saying like...
That's with, what you see from the Braisa. So the Gemara couldn't see more from the Braisa. Yeah. But the Havamina is...
No, I'm saying the Havamina is I would think still that four you could...
I would think if I want to slug up Rava totally. Rava says you worry about the future. So according to you, Rava, you should worry about the future and you should answer 25 Amos. But I'm slugging up Rav even more that not only are we not concerned about the future that's going to happen in 6 months from now, but even the future that will happen in 3 weeks from now, which grows, you know, four Amos is 1/6 of the time. So it's 1/6 of the amount. So that
I could have made a mistake. Rabbi's saying I could have made a mistake. That at four Amos, I have to. So I'm just saying,
yes, you would make some kind of compromise.
Right, I'm just saying, according to that mistake, just I guess in science or whatever, like where would we get, like,
we would make it up. We would say that, listen, but this Braisa proves the reason why the Mora picks four Amos is because that's all you see from the Braisa. You can't see more than what it says. This Braisa proves that even four Amos, we don't have to be concerned about.
Is this good for Taisus at the end? Is Rabbi saying this is good or this is bad, Shon and Taisus?
This is good, Shon and Taisus. The Taisus is saying that the Gemara wants to ask a Kasha and Rava. Kasha, according to Rava, you should have to be Marchik 25 Amos. But the Gemara wants to ask a stronger Kasha and Rava. That not only do we see from here, you don't have to be Marchik 25 Amos, but we even see you have to be Marchik 4 Amos because somebody might have come along and said, maybe to defend Rava or defend a middle Shita, that, okay, 25 Amos, that's too vite, too far in the future, too something. But 4 Amos...
It's a funny thing because Rava, let's say the Svar of like bar, it's like a bar is here now. If you say, let's say, a Svar of the Chazam Sofer, it doesn't really... So then you are the Rabbanon, basically. It would be a very funny thing if you're Rava, you know,
that's it's like... The Taibis says the question... I only think I have two questions, two possibilities. When Taibis says that I would have a Havamina... That granted, you don't have the Marchik 25, but you have the Marchik 4.
Taisa doesn't say that for Farish.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he does. I think he does. But the question is, why 25 not and 4 yes? So I have two different choices. Is it because 25 takes more time? Till the root stretch to 25 takes 6 months. 4 Amis take less time. Or have a different Svara. 25 is a lot of ground to give up. So it's maybe it's like the Svara of Dira Shiny. A different Svara. In other words, maybe 25, you wanted me to give up 25 amos, I shouldn't be masochim. You know what you're asking me to give up? It's the same svar of Dira Shiny.
Are those svars bad for Abaye?
What?
Are those two options bad for Abaye?
No, they're not bad for Abaye. We're trying to defend Rava. Tavis is saying that even if I wouldn't have had this second diak, I would have come along and said, you know what? Granted, 25 is mutter, but 4 is usser. So I'm trying to think, why should 4 be usser and 25 be mutter? If you're nervous about the future hezek, you should usser 25. If you're not nervous about the future hezek, you should be mutter 4. So I have two possible pshatim. Either pshat is because 25 takes too long, and we're only worried about the future hezek that's going to come sooner, not the future hezek that's going to come later. Or a different svar, not because of long, it's just too much, it's giving up too much. 25 amma, you're making me to give up half my field. You're making me
I hear the two svars.
Gemara is asking, the Tavis is saying that wouldn't have been such a strong kasha on Rava. Because Rava could come along and say, what? You want me to give up 25 amma? He doesn't even have a boar yet. And I should give up 25 amma for his future boar? Didn't you learn the sugya of Dira Shiny? You don't make me tremendous hefsid if he's not here yet. Right? Dira Shiny said that if he's not here yet, you don't cause me tremendous hefsid. Right?
So we're saying it's a good kasha, but it's not a great kasha.
Right? Now, there's, we wanted to say, Gupa and share to that, I was saying like myself, trying to answer Tavis' kasha. Tavis asked a kasha. You know, between Nebe and Tavis, it sounds like when it's the same. So Tavis asked a kasha. Why didn't the Gemara ask straight on Rava that according to you, Rava, you should have to be Marchik 25 Amma? So I was saying, because well, I can answer that 25 Amma is too much. Just like a Rava admits that we're not mechayev you to be marchik, to give up your nachtom, and to give up your refes bucker. He calls me out, the other guy's not here yet, because me safek, I don't have to give up Dira Shiny. So I could hear the same svara that me safek, I don't have to give up 25 amma.
Yeah, but we still see the Gemara soon is going to ask from this case, from Marchik in the Sailan 25 Amas. Yeah. So according to Rebbe, why didn't the Gemara just answer over there that what the Rebbe is saying now?
Good point. All right. You shugged me up. So that's why Tavis is better. Tavis is better that Tavis is saying, not that this would have been a good answer. In other words, Tavis is now you're fixing everything up good. Tavis knows that I'm wrong. That the Gemara is not a defense. But it's a weak defense. As a Gemara doesn't hold my defense, but it's for it is a defense, and that's why it's better to have the diik tafido arba amid. In other words, enochinami. The Gemara doesn't hold my defense. Haraya from the Gemara later, right? You're right. Yeah, that's very good. That's very good. You're getting a good. But that's why Tavis couldn't answer it, because it's really good for us that you're making Tavis good. Tavis has a kasha. Why did Tavis give my answer? Because Tavis sees from the Gemara later that my answer is wrong. But the Maisa, my answer is in Svara is not such a bad Svara. Just the Gemara didn't hold of it. So therefore, Tavis is saying that the Gemara made the diik so they can ask a better kasha. The Gemara. When I, even though the Gemara doesn't hold my answer, but they prefer to ask a question in a way that it's a better question.
In the worst, in the weaker version of the question, isn't that also bad for Abaye though?
Why is it bad for Abaye?
Because Abaye should not be marchik at all.
According to Abaye, no, because I've all this, I can't be marchik.
And if, I mean, without the diuk of not to avoid the sakarim, we would assume according to Abaye, it could come all the way up to the wall?
Yes. Yes. And that's the diuk, that without the avoid the sakarim, even toch arba amas mutter to smoke. Okay. Well, I think there's also in something in the Ramban on this. I don't know. Well, maybe we're well. Let's wait. So we have a few interesting shaitas. The shaita is, besides in Rashi, what is this svara in Taisvis that Taisvis is saying? In other words, the shaita that we want to get clarity is, Taisvis is saying that Gemara is going out of its way to point out that even four amos is mutter. Like, what in the world would have been the question is, literally what Svi was asking, but what in the world would have been the Havamina to say that 25 amos is mutter, but four amos is aser? So what we're suggesting, especially the second way, is because it's a little bit of like Dira Shiny. Or the other question, maybe because it's a long-term time. Okay, I don't know. Let's go further a little bit, because the Gemara here gets very confusing. So there's all kinds of different gerses, right? The Mesiris Hashas, some people have the word Deganami, but the Mesiris Hashas takes it out and he puts in Tashma, right? So I guess that's the easier way. You know, we said many times that it's always easier to read it the way they changed the Gersa, because they changed the Gersa to make it easier. It's the old Gersa was different. So as I said, my father's Rebbe, you say you should try and read the old Gersa, but easier for you to learn, easy you learn the new Gersa. So the new Gersa takes out Deganami. So Tashma, this is a brand new Gasha. Well, together, Bino Sayim, they're going on the same case of the Eden, which we said you have to mark four Hamas for Avodah Sakarim. But if there's a gather, you don't have to worry about Avodah Sakarim, because when you start trying to plow, the gather will stop the Avodah Sakarim. So there's no problem. So Zez on the gather, because Zez on the gather. So what's the kasha? The kasha is what?
It could be Samech. It's kasha rava.
So the Gemara already answered. How can I ask you the maps seekim and sunma?
Who says it here?
It's the same case, isn't it? Just a continuation.
Oh.
It's the same case. So that's the Gersa, the test, that's what he said. The Gemara answers, Hakinami Bisimna. So that's the answer. But I just don't know what the Hamina was. Okay. Maybe because of the Gemara's next question. There's a Chaira. If you said that, it's one Mishnah. It's one Mishnah. Yeah. So. It's a little funny. Like I was asking as a kasha, it's the exact same kasha as last time. Well, last time we asked why is it mutter without avodah sekarim, and geder just removes avodah sekarim. So it's really the exact same kasha, right? Because all geder does is geder removes the problem of avodah sekarim. So we just asked before, how come it's mutter? It's not for avodah sekarim. And how come it's mutter with gather? It's not like a repeat of the exact same question. But okay. So then we're asked, Ihochi, if you're going to answer that there's a rock, Ema Seifa, Hoyesh Rosh, if you're going to talk to your Kavera, Mahamik, Lem Shosh, Tvokim, Kadesha, Akim, and Makrisha. Be the Mafik, Summa, Mabo, Hossam. In other words, how could there be Shroshim? The only reason why it was mutter is because there was a rock that was going to stop the Shrushim. So then how did Shrushim get there? If there's a rock. Right? So that's the Gemara's caution. If this rock, if you're making it a kimta, there's a rock that's stopping the Shrushim, so then if there are Shrushim, there can't be Shrushim. So the Gemara answers, Hokey Kamar, Elav Sunda. If you went ahead and you planted when there wasn't a summa, But there's a tremendous kasha. What's a kasha?
They said this answer.
That according to Rava, what should be the din? If there's no summa, what should be the din?
You have to go be marchik.
You have to probably uproot the tree, because you're going to be mazik his future boar that's 25 amas away. Right? What does it help that you're ripping out the roots for the machrisha? Right? According to Rava, you're not allowed to plant here. So what would happen according to Rava? We don't know really. We don't know our Shulchan Aruch. According to Rava, if a guy goes ahead and plants the Isser, so does he have to root it out, or can he wait to see if the other guy goes ahead and digs a bore? Anyone know? We basket like Rava. We can just look it up in the Shulchan Aruch. But assuming the halacha is you got to rip it out, so the Gemara is not going to have a good answer. Gemara is saying,
even if you have to.
No, so then what's the price of saying you rip out the roots? You don't just rip out the roots, you rip out the whole tree.
No, but even when you root uproot the whole tree, the guy has to pay you for it. So there could always be a case that the guy doesn't want to pay you for it. Then you don't have to uproot the tree.
The guy has to pay you for uprooting the tree?
Yeah, don't we say im ilan kadam lo yikots, im bar kadam the kots that's been osen damim. So even with the tree, there's a special halacha that even when you do have to uproot it,
that was
the guy has to pay you.
That was kind of Isha Varet Yisrael.
According to the Ramban, the reason is according to the Ramban, I think was the reason Isha Varet Yisrael.
So the guy, because so Charis could be, I don't want to pay. Okay, that's fine. In other words, I forgot the Mishnah. We saw that. I get my Mishnahs from the Ksais. But the Ksais said, yeah, it was Yishev Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, I think one time.
You're muted.
Sorry. Yeah. At the bottom of the Tosfos, Hayusha Rosh HaYotzim, the second opinion.
The bottom of which Tosfos?
Hayusha Rosh HaYotzim. He brings the Ritzba. That it was Simon Shalei Bishus. Eino Kotsa Tzainlan Ela Benisrin as Damim.
There's no Rashi in this?
I don't see any. No, actually, Rashi does say that he did it Shalai Kedin, but he doesn't elaborate what the halacha is.
Okay, so we have to see this Taisis. So you're saying they were talking about the cave, he doesn't want to pay the money. So he's saying, even though I don't have to pay the money, but I could on my own, without asking permission from you, I could rip out your roots. Because I don't have to worry that I'm a ganav. Because I have to, there's a special din that I have to pay you for the tree. So you might think that I can't rip out your roots either. I have to pay you for the tree. By ripping out the roots, I'm hurting your tree. And I'm not allowed to, if I want to rip out your tree, I'm going to have to pay you for it. So Mishnah is telling you that this, I'm allowed to rip out the roots that are getting in the way of my machrisha. I can't rip out the tree without paying you. But the roots that are above ground, then I can rip out. Okay. All right, I'm going to stop here. Okay, shikayach, everybody. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you. Take care.